بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Continuing with the Masail of Zakat Question Is it necessary upon a person to discharge the Zakat of those monies which are owed to him? Question again Is it necessary upon a person to discharge the zakat of those monies which are owed to him. Just an example to understand the question. For example, Zayd owes Amr 50,000 rands. And Zayd pays Amr that 50,000 rands after 3 years. The question is, does Amr have to pay zakat on that 50,000 rands, when he receives it, does he have to pay zakat for the previous 3 years when the money was owed to him? Example again, Zayd owes Amr 50,000 rands. Zayd pays Amr after 3 years. The question is this, that now that Amr has received payment of that 50,000 rands, does Amr have to pay the zakat of that 50,000 rands for the previous 3 years or not? The answer to the question is that there are two types of debts. The first type of a debt we may classify as Dain Qawi or strong debts. The first type of debt which we may classify as strong debts. Dain Qawi, strong debts, refers to those debts, those monies that are owing to a person because of some goods of trade which he had sold, some stock, some goods of trade which he may have sold, which we refer to as accounts receivable. He has a business, he has a shop, he has bought goods to sell, and he sold those goods on account. Now money is owed to him because of those goods, those stock of trade that he had sold. Likewise, if money is owed to a person because of a loan which he had advanced. So Dain Qawi, again, strong type of debts, again, are basically two types, two amounts. The first is monies that are owed to a person in lieu of stock in trade which he may have sold. And the second is monies that are owed to a person because of a loan that he advanced. These two, only these two, are classified as Dain Qawi, as a strong type of a debt. And the ruling of this type of a debt is that zakat will be compulsory on a person when he receives payment. Zakat will be compulsory on a person for the previous years. So the example in question, when Zayd had lent, or Zayd was owing Amr that amount of money of 50,000 rand, assuming that 50,000 rand was a loan, was money which was loaned to Zayd. And now Zayd has paid back that loan to Amr. Amr received payment of that loan amount of 50,000 rand after 3 years. Then the masla is that Amr will have to pay zakat of that 50,000 rand for the previous 3 years. Inshallah, we will continue with the second type of debt.